announced a new policy Monday that would impede immigrants already in the country from obtaining permanent residency if they use public benefits such as Medicaid and food stamps. The new policy will take effect on October the 15th. Cesar Espinosa, the executive director of the Houston Immigrant Advocacy Group Feel, says he's concerned.
Here in the city of Houston, I felt it in the sense that there's been clinics and different entities that have reached out to us in order to try to get messaging out to our folks that they should still seek medical assistance, they should still seek, go to the clinics and things like that to get help, because at the end of the day, this could lead to a public health crisis if undocumented folks don't get the services that they need.
Ken Cuccinelli, the acting director of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, said the administration wants to avoid situations where people who are adjusting their status become dependent on public benefits in the future. Now, the rule does not impact humanitarian-based immigration programs for refugees and contains exemptions for victims of trafficking and domestic abuse. All departing flights from Hong Kong's international airport have been canceled for a second straight day after pro-democracy demonstrators once again took over the facility's main terminal. The decision by the airport authority came just minutes after it suspended all passenger check-in services after protesters blocked passengers from entering their departing gates. A man with a history of mental illness is in custody on charges of killing one woman and injuring another in a knife-wielding rampage in downtown Sydney. Gavin Wood is the New South Wales Police Department. He talks about how the perpetrator was caught.
A number of members of the public actually physically restrained the offender. They were significantly brave people. To approach a person with a mindset of obviously what this person did.
This is VOA News. Search crews in Malaysia have found the body of a 15-year-old French-Irish girl who went missing more than a week ago. Police said the body of Nora Ann Quarren was located about 2 kilometers from the Doosan Resort. The teenage girl, who has learning and physical disabilities, was reported missing a day after her family checked in at the resort, located about 70 kilometers from the capital of Kuala Lumpur. Police classified her as a missing person, but her family suspected that she had been kidnapped. More than 350 people had joined in the search for Nora, backed by helicopters, drones, and sniffer dogs. Russia held a memorial service on Monday for 5 scientists killed in a mysterious explosion last week. Authorities have been slowly releasing information about a blast during a rocket test on a platform in the White Sea off northern Russia. Charles de Ledesma reports.
The state-controlled Rosatom Nuclear Corporation says the explosion occurred while the engineers were testing a nuclear isotope power source for a rocket engine. The victims were positioned on a sea platform for the tests and were thrown into the sea by the blast. Local authorities in a nearby city reported a brief spike in radiation levels after the explosion, but said they didn't think it posed any health hazards. The tragedy has raised questions about a possible secretive weapons program there. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S.-based nuclear experts say they suspect the explosion occurred during the testing of a nuclear-powered cruise missile. China is confident in coping with the extreme pressure imposed by some people in the United States by escalating trade frictions, according to experts attending a seminar held by a Guangming Daily in Beijing on Tuesday. These frictions, they said, have seriously affected the stability of the world economic order. Experts believe that the recent labeling of China as a currency manipulator by the U.S. Treasury Department is a tool for these people to put pressure on China in China-U.S. trade talks. Zhang Zuxin is from the People's Bank of China.
The U.S. measures of trade protectionism has also generated concerns that the United States may also suffer from recession.
Some experts believe that the prevailing attitude regarding trade has provoked a lot of instability in the global economic order. South Korea says it is removing Japan from a list of trusted trade partners to a new category that brings more restrictions on exports of sensitive goods. The move is the latest in a back-and-forth trade dispute between the two countries, which has included Japan dropping South Korea from its own list of preferred trading partners. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
This is Border Crossings. Radio.